Well, I'm grateful to God to be here.
Amen.
If you'd like to go ahead and be seated, you can. I appreciate the Lord being so good to us. Give us a safe trip.
Amen.
I've been here many years ago. It's been several years ago. And I love this building. Of the way things are laid out here. I really thank the Lord for it. And some of you I won't know, I'm sure. But I'm thankful to be here and glad to meet all of you. And I appreciate the opportunity that Brother Farrell... I used to go years ago there when he was in North Carolina. And we love these people. Appreciate them so much. I appreciate the man of God. You know, when you hear him, he studies the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to God for that. I appreciate Brother Hall. I've been here when Brother Hall was here. And we love and appreciate him and his family.
Amen.
We thank God for the many years.
Yes,
put a lot of years in here.
Amen.
And we're grateful for the good work that God has done.
Amen.
And then I was telling Brother Randy... How amazing it is that God is working things out. Brother Allen's almost at a place where he really just cannot go like he should. And then Jim's got that, his wife's got that, had that stroke. And so things are very difficult for him right now. But I'm thankful to God. I told him this week, I said, you probably never dreamed that you'd ever need Randy. God just let him stumble on to this man of God.
Amen.
And train him and develop him. And it's amazing how much that he knows about the Lord.
Amen.
We're so thankful for the privilege to be here today. Brother Sammy said, well, stay around. I said, no, I've got to go to Kentucky. I'm going to get to go to Kentucky. And we've been there since last Saturday. And we really enjoy the good work of the Lord, enjoyed the great preaching that the men of God, I'm telling you, they got up and preached, and power of God was on them.
Amen.
And the souls that were saved, we're just so thankful to God for. You know, you don't see much.
That's right.
I want to say a word about the Sunday school teacher. Where is he at? He did a great job. I want to tell you, if you, you know, I'm invited to, I don't do weekly meetings no more. I'm just not really able to do that. I do it occasionally, and I have a few annual meetings that I go to, but I go to a lot of Sundays. A lot of times preachers call me good men of God, but their Sunday school is rotten. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just saying to you that a lot of times men are just not qualified. And I really appreciate the message that you brought to us today on the filling of the Spirit of God and power of God, having access to the power of God in our life. I want you to turn with me, please, today in your Bible, Luke's Gospel, chapter number 9. I don't know what all I'll do here. I know that Jesus began in chapter 9, in verse 1, with dealing with his 12 disciples. He was setting a format that he might be able to teach men to follow him.
Yes.
And not everybody is willing to follow Jesus. But Jesus is the person to follow. He's the interest of our life. I want to start reading, I think, down here in verse number, let's see. This Bible here is one I'm using. I've got two old Bibles. I'm sure you know about that, Brother Hall. And I've got them written in, and I can't read the writing on the sides of them. I mean, even with these things. And so I picked up this Bible. This is Rock of Ages, but I like it. It's got a lot of study things in it, but the print and all I can read. And I want to begin reading down here in verse 51. And I just want to read maybe a couple of verses, that's all. And try to establish the fact of whatever God wants me to do today. Well, verse 51 said it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Now, come down in verse number 53, and after transaction with the village of Samaria took place, the Bible said his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Lord, I'm certain that we don't know all the direction that you send us in. I want to thank you, Lord, for your direction for our life. I want to bless you for this new year, 19. I want to thank you we're still around. But on the other hand, bad as this country is in shape, and the condition of our families, Lord, we'd almost cry out, come, Lord Jesus, and take us home. And I bless you for everything that you've done in my life. I want to thank you for the many years of faithfulness here and for the work that you've established here in this county. Now, Lord, I ask you that you'd bless the man of God that's come here to labor and to work among these people. I pray that you would bless all the families of the church. Help them, dear Lord, and touch their children and raise them up. And help us that we might be able to not only do the job that needs to be done in our life, but, Lord, that we might be able to ignite others to do the work that needs to be carried on. So maybe somehow or another we could fit ourselves in the 12 and we could hunt the 70. And some kind of way or another, Lord, we could be a blessing and a help training the world to know God. I want to thank you for what you're doing. Help me now as I try to look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm particularly interested in several things that Jesus is doing here. Let me expose this to you. The thing that our Lord did here is the thing that we have got to incorporate in our lives. We've got to get a set face.
Yes, sir. You're right.
We've got to make up our mind and our heart to go with God.
Amen.
We're going to have to do whatever it takes to keep our affections upon that which we know is God's will for our life. If you don't know the will of God, then you need to search and to find the precious will of God for your life. Get involved in the Lord's will. Allow the Lord to show you direction and find what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of missionaries there this week. And it's amazing the different attitude and everything that you find among missionaries.
Yeah,
and the blessing of being able. When I went back to the restroom there and I come back through here and I noticed, boy, all of this mission work. I'm thrilled. And I want to say to you that you'd be in sad shape today if it wasn't for them.
That's right.
I want to thank God for missions.
Amen.
And a lot of churches are struggling because they don't have a heart for God.
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I'm saying to you that missions is, I've heard Brother Stennett say this, the heart of God. You want to know the heart of God? Get involved in missions.
That's right.
I want to thank the Lord for everybody that was there this week, this past week, in connection with knowing the will of God. But let me say this to you. A lot of young people were there, and a choir full of young people. And I thought to myself, I said, what a great day it is that we might could invest in trying to help our youth. And I want to say, all of you that are youth, that thank God for you. I appreciate you. And I just like to challenge you to go with God.
Amen.
Let the Lord have His will and have His way in your heart and life.
Yes,
we've got to have some way or another, we've got to find the purpose of God, this purpose of God that got every person that's been saved got a purpose of God.
That's right.
Find that purpose of God and get involved in it. Whatever you have to do, in seeking training, help of any kind, go after it. Get everything that you need to be able to do the work that you're going to have to do for God.
Amen.
Be a follower. You young men, be a follower of your pastor, I'll tell you. And I remember all of these years, how that God has touched men and helped men, and through them I've learned from them. And we need to sit under the man of God, and we need to take advantage of every opportunity that God has blessed him to, unveil some truths from the Word of God to help us. All of us need help. But I want to encourage you young people. And then I noticed that Jesus, in the matter of his set face, has the Bible said he sent messengers before his face. Now, somehow or another, we're going to have to learn what Jesus did. We can't do this by ourselves.
Right.
If anybody, I was talking to a young preacher, well, not really, he's a middle-aged preacher, this weekend, he was talking about, Brother Hall, the problem that he had faced in his life. He'd been in several churches, but he never could connect. And I was asking him. I said, "Well, brother," I said, "you and I are friends." I said, "But what do you think? What do you think maybe the problem is?" He said, "I thought that I could handle everything. And I thought that I didn't need anybody. And I thought just everybody ought to just yoke unto me." I said, that's a pretty hard task you took on. I said, but I want to tell you this. I'm going to be praying for you.
Amen.
And God will help you to get in and find out that you can't do this alone. It'll take the cooperation of the people of God.
Yes,
back in the man of God and back in the ministry of the church.
Yes, sir.
To carry on the work that needs to be done. So in 2019.
Yes,
I won't never write it on the check, right? It'll take me months to do it. But I want to bless the Lord. My wife does it anyhow, so I don't have to worry about it. What we need to do is understand that we are going to have a great year next year for God. And we're going to have to give ourselves.
Yes, sir.
There are others in the face of God. In the first part of this chapter, I'm not going to read it because it takes time that I don't want to involve myself in. In these first six verses, our Lord was talking about the kingdom of God's message. And that's what He's doing here. He's preaching about the kingdom of God. He's trying to help people to understand and know the work of the kingdom.
Amen.
And He talks to His disciples and He tells them, He said, "Now we 12 understand that thee," and you know, all of them weren't all together.
Right.
But nevertheless, the Lord's instructing Because the Lord wants everybody to get involved.
Amen.
All of them could have been involved. But I want to stop and say this to you. As the Lord is working in among these disciples, He lectures them about what they need to do, not allowing anything to keep them from doing it, and just yoking up with the Lord, following the Lord, and yielding himself to the Lord, and allowing the Lord. Now, He's the only one that should have command over your life.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And if you can get there, you'll not only find God's will, but you'll find what God wants you to do. I want to move on to the preaching. The Bible says, He sent these messengers before His face, and they went and they entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for Him. That's what we're doing. And that's what the Lord wants His followers to do. It's not making ready for us, it's making ready for Him.
Amen.
And get involved in making ready for Him. Just everything, the top of the totem pole is Christ.
Amen.
I appreciate the songs we sang this morning. It thrills my heart, the old hymns.
Amen.
I like it on Sunday morning anyhow. Spiritual hymns, I don't get upset about spiritual songs. But I like it on Sunday morning when they get them old hymns pulled out.
Amen.
I love them old hymns. There's something about the heart of that morning service.
Amen.
That's why I like the morning services up there. I'd rather take 15, 20 minutes in the morning service than I would preach an hour and a half at night. Some of them need to learn how to cut it off. But I want to bless the Lord that you can follow God. You can get involved in the work of the Lord. You do not have to go on your own. Well, you know, any time you're doing God's work, things don't work out the way you thought. And our Lord wanted something to take place here, and these disciples wanted it, but it just didn't happen. In fact, the Bible said in verse 53, said they did not receive Him. It's an awful place to be in. What about your family? There's some of them you can't reach. Noah reached his family. Well, thank God, out of the multitude. I mean, could have been more people living on that time when God destroyed them than even we're facing now. But I want to say this to you. Noah, boy, he reached out. But in all of his reaching out, in the years of his preaching, in the heart that he had for the people, and I'm sure that God's grace was profoundly brought forward to the people. But they would not receive the Lord, and they all died in destruction.
Yes, sir.
But Noah saved his family.
Amen.
You may not be able to reach a lot of your family. It's going to be the hardest task you've ever had.
That's true. Yes,
sir. I don't understand it. I was talking to somebody a while back and they were telling me about their family situation. And I said, well, brother, I said, I don't know a whole lot about the subject. But I said, I want to tell you this. You can pick your friends, but you don't pick your family.
That's right.
You have to learn to work with what you are involved in that you can. You cannot change everything. I was preaching one morning last week and I remember making this statement. I said, we need to get to the place where when God said leave something alone, to leave it alone.
Amen.
And I want to stress this fact to you. If you've got a set face to do God's will, and a purpose to do the Lord's will in your life. And you're interested more than anything else in the whole world at carrying out whatever purpose God has for you. You're going to run in, neighbors hard to reach. A lot of the neighbors are hard to reach. In fact, sometimes you may reach someone across town quicker than you reach someone right next door. They're not easy won people. But it seems like as though that the whole entire village of Samaria said no to the welcoming of the messengers that came in and said, "You've got to hear this. You've got to hear about the kingdom of God. You have got to be prepared. You've got to hear." And Jesus brought the message and they responded not.
Right.
And I want to say this to you. You'll work hard to try to reach people. You won't reach them all.
Right.
But the ones that you are trying to reach, you've got to know what to do with them. Now, follow me. Stay right here with me. The Bible said in verse number 54. I'll read this to you. When his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven, consume them, even as Elias did?" A lot of help, ain't it? You know, it's amazing that our attitude can be corrupt about helping people. And the Lord just rebuked them. I mean, the next verse tells us the Lord rebuked them and he told them, he said, "No, this is not the spirit that God puts into a man." I mean, we talked about this. I mean, we've talked about how that the kingdom of God's message, and you don't carry anything with you. Everything will be provided for you. And when you go into one place and they accept you and receive you, say, "Hallelujah," and you work with them and help them. But whenever they say no, don't want this. What do you do when the whole village of Samaria says no? Well, it's the wrong attitude to have that the disciples had. I'll tell you what, Lord, just go ahead and kill all of them. They're not wanting God. And sometimes you may get real aggravated at your family because you reach out to them and they don't want to hear it. You've got some that are on drugs and on alcohol and everything, and all families have them. And you get upset with them because you can't reach them. But taking their life ain't going to help nothing. I'll tell you what happened. Watch this right here in the scripture. Jesus explained to these disciples what he was talking about. He said, "The Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." But here's the secret right here. Watch these words. The Bible said, "And they went to another village." You know what you've got to do when you can't win some of your family? Reach out to all of them. When you can't reach all of your neighborhood, reach out to everybody. Hunt somebody that you can't help. In other words, the next thing to do is to move on, like the Lord said, to another village.
Amen.
You've got to get your heart and willing to help. And what you're going to do is you don't pray for their destruction, you pray for their help.
Right.
And here's where we are. We have got to move on.
Amen.
There are people that you cannot win to God.
Amen.
Family, friend, or foe. But whenever that happens, move on.
Amen. That's good.
Don't let what's happening around you defeat you from carrying out the purpose of God.
Amen.
All of us got people that are lost in their families. Now, in pursuit of the next village, maybe in the next village, there's an unusual situation here. The Bible said in verse 57, it came to pass that as they went in the way, that's where we've got to be. A certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Much of the kingdom message is profoundly being uttered. And the man knows that everybody needs to do what the Lord is challenging us to do. He wants the disciples to follow him. He wants the disciples to train others. And he wants to help everybody he can. He doesn't like it because the Samaritans turn away from him. But he's got to get somebody else. I'll tell you what the Lord will do. The Lord will reach out to everybody. Watch this now. Jesus said, I appreciate your concern. But I don't know if you mean what you say.
Right.
I don't know if you'll do. You say you will, but will you?
Right.
And here's what the Lord said. The Lord said, Jesus said unto him, said, I want to tell you something about me. You say you'll follow me. Well, foxes. Said the foxes. Said they have their dens, they have their home. And said the birds. Said they build their nest. He said like the foxes prepare themselves to take care of themselves and others. And the birds prepare themselves for their young and for one another. He said, you're talking about following me. He said, I don't have what the foxes have. I don't have what the birds have. I have no place. No place. If you follow me and we finish our day, we may be up on the mountainside or down by the seaside, but wherever we are, that's where we'll stay. If we were able to help somebody, and somebody said, welcome, Lord, come on into our house, then we'll be proud to have somebody to help us. But we don't have anything promised to us. If you follow me, you may not have a place. You may be, let me use this word, homeless. You see, if we could probably talk a lot of missionaries into going to the great fields of service if they didn't have to live in some little hut. We could probably talk a lot of men into doing evangelistic work or pastoring a church if they could be promised that everything they could ever dream of would be theirs. I appreciate the men of God going as they do to satisfy the Lord's work. I really do. I'm looking at this scripture. Now, here's what I see. I don't see that man's response now. In other words, after he finds out it's not going to be as good a trip as we thought it was, he just kind of quietens off. Well, the crowd is around. I don't know what village they're in there, but the crowd is around. And Jesus saw this man, another man. And he looked at that other man. Here's what the Bible said. And he said unto another. Here's two little simple words. Follow me.
Amen.
And the man immediately began to say, oh my. Follow you. I tell you what. I will, but I've got something that I need to do first. You understand the Lord's not against. He's not against him bearing his father. No, here's what we're saying. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus' answer was simple. He said, let the dead bury the dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. He said, I am inviting and compelling you into the purpose of the Lord. And if you want to go with God, you're going to have to forget everything and everybody for making him king.
Amen.
What Jesus is saying is, if you're not absolutely sure that you're willing with the preaching of the Word of God to sacrifice everything that might fall in your path and get it out of the way, There was another man there. Another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. You see, if you've got something else to do before you give an answer, it's a great possibility that you change your mind before you go. And what Jesus is saying is, it seems to me that you're not willing to go with God until you're willing to, without reservations, to go with God.
Right.
All right, but now look at this. Here's verse number 62. Jesus said to him, said, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back. What do you reckon you could have become if you hadn't got involved in this work? Mm-hmm. What is it that might have been an achievement to your life if you left off? These missionaries got to be paid.
Yes, sir.
That radio ministry's got to go on.
Yes, sir.
Pastor's salary and all the things that it takes to make up. Oh, sometimes the devil will trick us and he'll say to us, hey, look what you could have done.
Yes, sir.
Look what you could have been. You need not ever look back. Jesus said it wasn't fit for the kingdom of God. You're talking about the kingdom of God's work, preaching the kingdom and carrying the word of God to the uttermost part of the whole world.
Right.
Preacher talked about it this morning. The Holy Ghost will put you in a place where you fulfill the purpose. Let me say just a little bit more. I was going to kind of bring it to a close right here, but I want you to look at something. In chapter 10, the Bible said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Now, these messengers that were sent out too, they were sent out before the face. And this evidence is that Jesus is on his journey to accomplish something. And everybody that follows him are following him in the direction he's going.
That's right. Amen.
And to fulfill the purpose, not of the income and the blessing of our life,
right,
but to carry the word of God to the ends of the
Amen.
Earth. To fulfill the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me say this. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. I prayed this prayer. I've been praying this prayer. And pretty soon, me and Brother Hall, Brother Allen, I was talking to Brother Stinney. He's having a lot of problems too. And just a world of us. We're getting old. We're leaving here. And we're pretty happy about leaving here, but we don't want to see the work start.
That's right.
And Jesus said it simply, pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest. We're in a great harvest, but the Lord of the harvest.
Yeah.
And He sent forth laborers into His vineyard. I prayed about my boys. One of my boys does a little preaching along with singing and never announced his call. I don't know. I've told the Lord, I said, I don't want my children to follow after their daddy. I want them to get an order from heaven.
Amen. That's good.
I want them to know God's will.
That's right.
For their life.
Yes, sir.
And it's right to pray that. We all ought to pray that.
Sure.
Lord, the Lord of the harvest, please help us. And I'd like to stop and say this. There is a multitude of great young men carrying the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm thrilled about that. When I heard that young man talk about the Lord the way he did, he's got his heart toward God. And when I hear, I know you, Pastor. I don't know of any preacher anywhere that I'd rather hear as far as the preaching of the Word of God. I mean, just getting down and preaching the Word of God. And I love, there's some great young men across the country. And I'm proud that God's put His hand on them. The little work that I left there in Georgia. They got about 30 people coming.
Amen.
And there was a time when I was running 50, 60, 70 people, you know, different times according to what you preached. And I saw through these years it kind of dwindled down. Got down to where we didn't have but like about 30 people. And Brother Will Miller's there now. He's a young man. But he's got God on him.
Amen.
And I told him, I said, I think you ought to stay here. I said, the people need the message. I said, I studied hard and preached. Oh, I know all about that, preacher. I'm not going to try to come. I said, you don't have to compare with nobody. I said, you just stay right with God. And I said, I'll tell you what, God will bless these young people and you're young. I said, God can bless you and help you.
Amen.
Well, he left there and went back in evangelism for a while. And I just preached for a church that the pastor's leaving the work. They were good to him. Oh, I'm so thankful to God that they looked after him. But the young preacher that's coming is coming, I think, out of Knoxville. And he's going to come down. And I've heard him preach before. And I want to thank God. You just wouldn't believe the young men that are stepping in to help older men that are not here. It seems like we're about gone. And I told him the other Sunday, I said, listen, I said, I dropped in here today. And you preach today. He preached a message on leprosy. It was so thorough. It was just wonderful.
Amen.
And I said to him, I said, don't quit preaching.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if they'll hear the Word of God, they'll exceed and go forward.
Amen.
Go your way, he said. Behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Not got much of a chance. Carry neither purse nor scrip, shoes, salute no man by the way. In fact, if you'll go back right here in chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, you'll find what Jesus has told His disciples. And now, He's got these disciples, the 12 men, working with the 70. And He sent them out by two. And according to what His direction is, to follow after His face. Whatever Jesus is doing, the rest of His crowd, from the 70 to the 12, has got to be in line with what Jesus
Amen.
Is doing. I close with this thought. and into whatsoever house ye enter. First say, peace be to this house. If the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. The same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. That's the way I think it ought to always be. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. That'll get you in the tight place sometime. Hey, some things this preacher here don't like. But I want to tell you something. I have learned to observe everything the Lord said, and I'll tell you what. God will bless you if you'll become willing.
Amen.
That whatever God's got in mind for you and for your journey,
yep,
as you journey on through your life, you will not let anything stop you from getting the purpose of the Lord done. I want to ask you something. Are you willing to take on the task to go after your family, neighbors, your friends? Are you willing to do whatever you need to do to help them to get saved? I was coming out of an Arby's yesterday. Stopped by there and we got them fish sandwiches. They're so good from Arby's. And two gentlemen were sitting there in front of me, and my wife was eating here. And two gentlemen were sitting there. And when I got up, my wife went on outside, cranked the car. And I said, "Sir," I said, "are you two men brothers?" "No, sir." I said, "you're talking pretty heavy to one another." I said, "You must be real friends." He said, "We are. We're real friends." And I said, "The Lord." I said, "Where's the Lord at in your friendship?" He said, "Well, we go to church." And one man said, "I try to live for God." He said, "You must be a preacher." I said, "Well, I try to be." I told him in the meeting we was in, you know, and was heading to Kentucky. And he said, "Well, I hope you find somebody else." I said, "That's what I'm looking for."
That's right.
One more.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Somewhere.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Are you willing to pay the sacrifice it'll take? And whatever work God wants you to do, it might be like your pastor, might be to fill a pulpit. It might be to evangelize across the country. Be a gift to the church. But whatever you can do, I'll tell you what you better do. You better go ahead and do it fast.
Yes,
we're fixing to get out of here.
Yes, yes.
But most importantly, when I stand to preach now, I think to myself, if I don't reach somebody, everybody's going to suffer. Is the Lord talking to you? Do you know Him? If you don't know Him, why don't you give your life to Him?
Amen.
Why don't you trust Him? Why don't you get involved?
Yes.
And if you're saved and you know that you're saved, and you want to find the will of God, I tell you what I'd do. I'd get over here somewhere around this altar, and I beg God to do something to reveal His will to my life and get involved in the work of the Lord. And you could be a great help to your pastor in the work that God's called him to do. And to keep progressing this work of purpose that the man of God started years ago.
Amen.
Are you willing? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stand. Let's stand together. We're going to have maybe a song. And I'm going to give you the opportunity right now. Yes, thank you for coming. I appreciate that. Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to talk to Jesus about what He wants you to do. Don't be afraid of the journey that's ahead of you. What number, brother?
Page 39.
39.